Well, here we go again. Some scattered afternoon showers and storms. Interesting setup yesterday. Western Duval County, virtually no rain at all. Eastern Duval County, it was a deluge. A very interesting setup on a very small scale yesterday as I was tracking these storms or the potential development of the storms in the afternoon from the First Alert Weather Center. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, sunny across Jacksonville, but there were just a few storms west of Highway 301. They sent out a little what we call outflow boundary. It acts like a cold front. It's cooler air. So that was headed eastbound. Some cumulus clouds developed along it, but nothing too significant. On the east coast, we had the sea breeze that developed and started to move inland. Well, once those collided, it wide about I-95, just a little west of I-95. Boy, the storms fired, and oh how. And they made it all the way to the beaches, and they were rather dramatic in spots with, again, quite an afternoon of shelf clouds. I've posted a lot of video and pictures at Mike First Alert, Twitter, Facebook fan page, Instagram. And very heavy rainfall, gusty winds. We even had several reports of small hail, especially along Butler Boulevard. And rainfall amounts, we had just a little over 2 inches here at the Action News Jack Studios and 104.5 WOKV, not far from the UNF campus, 1.5 inches for E-Town. Jack's Beach picking up 1 inch of rain. You get north and west of downtown, the amounts were much, much less, and in some cases, none at all. So that's not uncommon. But we've had enough rain this week, enough opportunities that everybody's had some, as we expected. It gets distributed in different ways at different times each day, but in the end, during the wet season, usually just about everybody gets in on some pretty decent rainfall, and that's been the case this week and will be this afternoon again and right on through the weekend when it'll be especially widespread. So keep an eye to the sky. There'll be dry hours. There'll be sunshine. It'll be hot and humid, but keep an eye on the sky, and if you're at the beach, turn around or look behind and over the shoulder every once in a while for those storms approaching from the west. They will pack a punch. Respect that lightning, realizing that thunder, when you hear that thunder, even though the storm may seem like it's a long ways away, lightning can travel up to 10 miles from its parent cloud. So today, starting out with sunshine, this afternoon the scattered storms develop, spreading again east-northeastbound, locally heavy, and some of these look like they'll last into the evening. So yesterday is pretty much when is expected, developing a little later in the day, but still ending rather efficiently and quickly. Did impact the front end of the commute in some areas, especially southeast Duval into St. Johns County. Today, again, looks like relatively later development, but could last into the evening, not too far from sunset. So a little bit different scenario, and some of those storms will, again, pack a punch. And likewise, over the weekend, very little change, partly sunny mornings, stormy afternoons, in some cases will even last into the early evening hours. Temperatures will still top out in the low 90s each day all the way through the weekend. For the beaches, the mornings are your best bet, partly sunny skies. It will be hot. Sunburn times will be down around 10 minutes, and then those storms develop in the afternoon, and of course, conditions rapidly change then. Well, winds shift, you get gusty, temperatures drop, you have the lightning threat, heavy rainfall, rough seas and surf. The Kingfish Tournament is today. Junior anglers had a great time. Man, big catch of more than 50 pounds for the winner on Wednesday. Today should be just fine through the middle of the day. Seas about 2 to 3 feet, nothing unusual, hot temperatures, sunshine. But then we'll have to watch for those storms that will come from the west to the east off land, and that would be a problem for the anglers that are coming in late this afternoon, depending on exactly what time. So that'll be something to keep an eye out for, as well as through the weekend for any festivities and outdoor activities that you have planned. Water temperatures, the ocean in the mid-80s, have actually dropped a couple of degrees and several degrees in some cases because of sustained offshore winds for a good part of this week. Winds out of the west and southwest, and that's actually caused a little bit of light upwelling and has steadied off and even dropped the water temperature several degrees, even though it's the mid and late part of July. And that's not an uncommon occurrence when you get sustained and persistent offshore flow. That changes next week. I've talked about this last couple of days. Next week, we go into a wind out of the southeast, and so our coastal water will start to warm up again, and it will change the rainfall pattern and distribution and timing. There'll be a chance for showers at the coast and the beaches just about any time in the overnight hours and morning, and then afternoon storms will be primarily inland west of I-95, especially by the middle of the week, by Tuesday and beyond. It'll be kind of a transition day on Monday, and we still will likely see some scattered afternoon showers and storms, even all the way to the beaches, but that pattern then changes quite a bit by the middle of next week with that onshore flow and wind out of the east and southeast. It will also heighten our rip current risk. But in any case, the wet season off and in pretty good shape now after another period of sputtering late last week. We've now had pretty widespread significant rainfall the last couple of days and will again over the next few days. In the tropics, we continue to have good news there. Nothing at all brewing across the Atlantic Basin. We have a significant dust cloud coming off the coast of Africa. But as I have explained often, that's not the only reason that the tropics are quiet. There's other meteorology going on. It just doesn't favor tropical systems right now. We'll take it while we can, right? Good news there. Always updated through the weekend and every day of the hurricane season, talking the tropics with Mike at WOKV.com, at ActionNewsJax.com. With OE weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 ActionNewsJax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV. Have yourself a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.